Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What is our opening joke this week?
So, our topic's cancer, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this is going to be easy.
Okay.
Who?
There's a bead of sweat coming down your face right now.
And this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still. It's a show where we answer the questions you never thought to ask.
I'm John Began.
And I'm Nick Wood. Not to be confused with questions you never even asked.
Yeah.
Which another podcast ripped off from us.
Yeah. Which they might have been around longer than us. Whatever.
It's whatever. But, obviously more famous than us now, so.
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, man. Well.
I meant like a tobacco pipe.
Okay.
Like
I was going to report
a hash pipe. Speaking of hash pipes, what are we talking about this week, John?
Cancer.
I only bring that up because, like, my brother-in-law is convinced that pot will cure cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Because he saw a Vice documentary about a girl that smokes pot or something. She doesn't smoke pot. She, like, has those, what do you call those?
Oils? CBD?
Yeah, in the pills.
Okay. Whatever.
Cannabinoids.
Yeah, I mean, those are good for you, but so I don't know, like, if physically smoking is going to help.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a pothead. We had a long argument because he's like, "Oh, the doctors just want to get all your money with like chemo and stuff. That's why it's so expensive. They could just make cannabinoids legal, and then cancer would go away." I'm like,
okay. This is the same person that you told me about before.
Yeah,
we've talked about.
He's like a flat earther. Show. He's not a flat earther, but he believes every conspiracy out there. He's the one that called me. What did he
call normal?
No, he called me
too mainstream.
Too mainstream is what he said about me. Because I believe everything the government tells me.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of, did you see that report from the Pentagon today about, like, UFOs?
Yeah, it's been all over the place, and everybody's freaking out. All my conspiracy theory friends are like, look, it's real, I told you.
Yeah, I haven't digested it all, but from what I understand, they just weren't able to identify something in the air.
Yeah, which is like,
a UFO.
If a plane goes by,
yeah,
that's a UFO. If I can't tell you what kind of plane it is.
I don't know, I
kind
of want to watch the clip, but I haven't yet. So.
How's that guy related to you, the conspiracy theory boy? Because he's going to get real bummed out when he hears this.
He's not going to listen to this, it's Shelby's brother.
Okay.
Because he'd probably take one look at, like, all the episodes we've done about the JFK assassination, Flat Earth, and essential oils, and all that, and he would be like, nope, not for me, because these guys are indoctrinated.
Oh, okay,
got
it.
And too mainstream.
Okay.
We're not talking about conspiracy theories this week, John.
No, we're not. We're going to talk about real-life cures.
We're going to talk about real-life cures for real-life cancers,
mm-hmm.
Which cancer isn't fun. We'll try to make it fun.
Okay.
Welcome to Stranger Still, where we make cancer fun.
Yeah, sure.
No. We're talking about CAR T cell therapy, which I'm just going to call T cell therapy because it just sounds like I'm spelling CART, but I'm not. It stands for chimeric antigen receptor T cell therapy. It's hopping on the scene. It's pretty new.
Yeah. See, cancer's already feeling fun. I'm even coming up with cancer jokes now, right off the cuff.
Yeah, like, go.
What was the sad teen cancer's favorite genre of music?
Antigen?
Emo.
Oh, gosh. You can't do that.
Why? It's cute.
Is it? You gotta draw it out for me, and then I'll let you know if it's cute.
Okay.
So when it comes to cancer treatments today, there's a lot of ways to go about doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not breaking any ground here. We've got ones that everyone know. We've got radiation, we've got whole body treatments, chemotherapy, hormone therapy, that sort of thing. And each one naturally comes with its own advantages and disadvantages. I just want to cover these real fast. Like surgery, you can get in there and remove like a whole tumor, which is great, but in turn, you might be down a breast, or you might damage some tissues around where you remove the tumor from.
Right.
And obviously, it won't get rid of potentially microscopic infectious cancer cells that are like in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Traveling around your body waiting to latch on somewhere else. On the other hand, radiation is more likely to get those microscopic cells. They target your whole body. radiation, you target like a specific area, but it might damage tissue where you're targeting that radiation. Or there's places that you can't direct the radiation, like when you have brain cancer. You can't just like blast your brain with radiation and expect to become Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, which would be cool, but...
But it's not. And then the whole body treatments, you've got chemotherapy, which will target your whole body and deal with those microscopic cells, but usually it needs something to go along with it that's more targeted, like radiation or surgery. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those kind of go hand in hand with each other. And there's a bunch of other treatments out there, like vaccination therapy, like the whole HPV vaccination prevents cervical cancer, and stem cell therapy, which is more controversial in the USA, which is bonkers to me. But, I mean, if you can save lives, why wouldn't you do it, right?
Well, you're trying to make money, Nick.
I didn't know I was talking to my brother-in-law. There's another treatment, which is where we're going to direct our focus today. And Shelby was like, can you do a whole episode on that? And I was like, yes, we can. You know why? Because there's been some recent developments that are promising. There's like 3 new medicines or treatments that the FDA just approved like 2 months ago. And it also deals with like genetic mutation, which is just cool.
Supercells.
Yeah, they're supercells. Like from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, well, now you're going to nerd out.
Look what you've done.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, like, if someone's, like, gone through this treatment and it's nothing like what I'm going to present it as, and I'm naively coming across this as super excited and I'm missing something, but, like, I looked into this a lot and it seems, like, really cool. It's like the future, man.
Yeah.
It's like the future. It's future adjacent.
Wow. Are they going to use it in the future?
I would hope they don't just stop now.
Okay.
That'd be, I mean, they're onto some things here. It'd be really disappointing if they're just like, we're done, you know? We're just done. So I came across this because there's a thread on Ask Reddit, which is like my favorite place to go, which is like, scientists, what is something that some developments going on in your field right now that you're really excited about? And one of the top comments was someone talking about T-cell therapy. They're like, there's been some recent advancements in it, and there's a lot of hope for it, a lot of promise, and it's super exciting. It could be like the future of some cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so I started looking into it, and at first I was like, oh my god, we're gonna cure cancer.
Yeah.
But now I understand its limitations.
Oh.
It's not just like Superman wearing a cape and then you inject all these cells in your body and they're like, here I am to save the day.
Yeah.
But we'll get to those at the end. So I'm going to build you up and then I'll break you down.
Oh, great. Good.
But there's still hope on the horizon. So CAR, T-cell therapy, what do you think it is?
CAR-T?
Yeah. Is that it? Think it's CAR-T?
It's CAR-T.
Oh.
Isn't it? It's called CAR-T? It's like a party CAR-T? little
hurdy-gurdy?
Super party CAR-T? Well, yeah. We're getting there. Kill us. Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like a fun little fellas.
No, not fun little fellas. I guess, yes, it is fun little fellas, but probably not for the people going through this.
So they're like, they must be some kind of antibody.
Yeah. They don't like bodies. I'm just kidding. It's in a type of immunotherapy. So you cut onto the T cell part of it, right? Because T cells are part of our immune system, and along with like B cells, they're white blood cells. They're a part of the white blood cells. And they're the ones that like go out there and destroy harmful cells. They just kind of go out there and they scan the surfaces of other cells looking for little peptide antigens, which are like amino acids.
Yeah. Little peptide bismol.
Yeah. Heartburn, something, 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 something.
What a gross commercial.
Landing on that, didn't I?
Yeah.
But they'll go out there and they'll like scan the surfaces, and then if they find certain antigens, they'll start multiplying rapidly and like build an army of themselves and then attack this cell and just like rip it to shreds.
Cells are weird, huh?
They are.
And we're made up of them?
What's going on inside you right now?
No.
As long as your immune system is working.
I wish I could see them, don't you?
No. I don't.
Don't you get tired of looking at dumb illustrations in 90s textbooks?
That's why every time I'm like, man, I wonder what's going on inside my body, I just watch Osmosis Jones.
Oh, right.
The documentary.
Isn't Han Solo in that?
Han Solo?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford?
Isn't Osmosis Jones supposed to be Han Solo?
Is he? He kind of looks like him.
Yeah.
Sure. Got
the same jacket and gun.
Except he's teeny tiny.
He's a little guy.
Well, maybe Star Wars takes place on a microscopic scale and we just don't know it.
It could. Is there a new Star Wars movie?
You know, everyone's talking about Star Wars and I just assumed that they were talking about
the original?
Well, Ronald Reagan's.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Space
Reagan's program. Really big right now, especially with Trump.
Right. So, I don't know why it's making a resurgence like 40 years later.
I don't get it either. Yeah.
I guess SpaceX, like people are comparing it to
I don't know, what's old is new, Elon Musk. Dude. It's 2017.
Yeah, I guess so. So unfortunately, T cells don't have a mind of their own, and they don't always identify cells like cancer as being dangerous, so they won't go after them. They're just like, sup, dude, and they move on by. So some geniuses were like, what if we just
made them smart?
Yeah, what if we just made them smart?
So they go into little classrooms, and they learn about cancers and the dangers.
That's actually exactly what they do.
Okay.
They extract T cells from someone, they sit them down in a microscopic classroom, and they teach them about cancer.
Mm-hmm. Lots of PowerPoint. Lots of PowerPoint.
Lots of PowerPoint.
Almost too much. That's why that's one of the limitations we're going to bring
up. Way too much clip art.
So you're fighting cancer.
They have random transitions on, so every once in a while you get that one that like slowly comes out onto the screen. I'm talking about.
Yeah. Love it. Love that one.
And your teacher doesn't know how to skip the animation by hitting the arrow key. Anyway. We've all been there, right? So some geniuses were like, what if we took someone's already existing T cells and made it so they could identify cancer cells and then tear those to shreds? And it's come such a long way in like 3 or 4 years that one article on cancer.gov was calling it the rising fifth pillar of cancer treatment, like alongside chemo and radiation.
Hell yeah.
So that's one of the reasons I wanted to cover this. That's pretty big words from cancer.gov.
and so soon.
I know. The therapy itself is actually pretty straightforward. They take a blood sample from the patient. They re-engineer the T cells they find to be able to identify cancer cells. I'll get back to that. They sit there and they multiply the cells for a long time because that's what cells do. They multiply, so they just let them multiply. They freeze them and then they send them back to the hospital to be transfused back into the patient. And as of right now, this pretty much only works for blood cancers, which is one of the downfalls we'll get to, but we'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right.
So like leukemia and that sort of thing. So every website I came across would be like, they engineer the cells. They re-engineer them. And they would never say what they were doing.
Yeah.
And it was very frustrating because I'm like, that's what I'm interested in. Like, I understand that a lot of these articles want to get to the point and be like, yeah, this therapy's great. You don't care about the details. And I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
How did they get super?
So I went to like, I would never grab like a definition off of Wikipedia, but I had to start there. Have you heard of the subreddit Explain It Like I'm 5?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah, yeah.
Except not really a 5-year-old because this is still kind of complex, but do you know how viruses work
explain
in general?
Explain it like I'm 32.
Are you 30?
No, neither of us are.
You've been lying to me. So do you know how viruses in general work?
Yeah, they're mean, green. They're spiky.
Yeah.
They have cartoon faces
they have googly
on them.
Eyes, yeah.
Yeah, most of the time, like, angry eyebrows.
And they talk like this.
Yeah. And they just want to get you.
Yeah. And they infect your computer. Mm-hmm. What they actually do is they go into your body, they latch onto a cell, they inject it with, like, DNA and RNA.
Gross.
Yeah, right? They're like...
Yeah, yuck. I hate it. Stop.
And then the cell itself... The DNA is changed to produce a bunch of this virus, and they keep making this virus and replicating it until the cell bursts and the viruses go everywhere, and then the process repeats. That's what happens when you get a cold or a sore throat. Part of like your sore throat is your cells dying.
Oh, good.
But it's also your immune system attacking those cells. So that's sort of where that comes from.
Cells are weird. Why don't we have video of this?
We do. Osmosis Jones.
Oh, right. Okay. I keep forgetting.
I know. The documentary. So what they do is this is pretty common. This is, I think we talked about this last year when we were talking about vaccines, which by the way, if you haven't listened to that episode, I heard a bunch of people told me, they're like, I don't really care about the common cold and all that stuff. Do it, dude. Because an episode doesn't sound enticing to you doesn't mean it's not a great episode. Cause I was thinking about the other day, cause Shelby got the flu and I got the flu and Rory did not get the flu. It's because she got the flu shot. There's too many people out there that are like, I'll never get a flu shot. I always get the flu anyway. In that episode, we explain why that is. So go back and listen to that so I don't have to listen to you complain anymore.
Yeah. You jerk.
You jerk. Well, then...
Do you need help off that soapbox or you're kind of high up there?
I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah. It's kind of slippery. Why would they make a box out of soap? It's kind of a terrible idea.
Well, millennials are killing the soapbox industry, right. So...
That's not true. If anything isn't...
That's really true, isn't it? So anyway, what they do is they take a virus, they empty it out, they make it benign, and they...
Benign, Ben 10.
I love millimeters. Ben 10. Ben 10, Alien Squad, what is it called? You know,
yeah,
the show?
Yep.
Cartoon Network?
Worth it. Worth mentioning. That's what I was talking about.
Man, cartoons.
So they empty this germ.
So they empty this germ with googly eyes. They take the googly eyes off. Uh-huh. They might use a
which are
virus.
Recycled, and that's where you'll get them sometimes in your, like, in stores. You'll see them in mm-hmm. bags.
Yeah, those are real. Mm-hmm. Those were once living.
They were on viruses.
Yeah. So they use, like, retrovirus or something, and when they empty it out, it's called a virus vector. So then what they do is they tell that virus to go, instead of injecting harmful DNA into a cell, they'll say, inject this other DNA into a cell. So they'll do that to these viruses. They'll tell the viruses to go seek out T cells and inject them with this DNA that can make them, that gives them chimeric antigen receptors. Which,
man, so they take the virus and they turn them into antiviruses.
Yeah.
And make them go in and inject the T cells.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so the T cells now, when they have these receptors, when they start scanning the surfaces of cancer cells, they find those amino acids and they're like, oh, hey, we don't want that. That's what we're looking for with this receptor. And then they'll go out and attack them all.
Rad. So they turn them against themselves into, like, little vaccines.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. The coolest part is it's your own cells. So yeah. The chances of it being accepted by your body are very high. Like, if you took a blood transfusion from yourself, your body's going to be like, cool, this is my blood.
Yeah.
Just go pump through my heart. I don't know. That's not a very good comparison, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the most common way that they'll do this. They might use plasmids or something other than a virus, just for different results. There's pros and cons to each of those. Like they have a higher success rate after being frozen or after being transfused, that sort of thing. And,
same with, cookie dough, actually.
Yeah.
Comes out better if you freeze it overnight.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
just like
that.
Blood transfusions. Especially now, if you're making blood cookies, you bet your butt you better put that in the freezer.
For your best friend Dracula, Christopher Lee. So now we can transplant those T cells back into the patient, and they'll start going to work killing those cancer cells. So the cool thing, like I said, it uses your own cells, but also since they are living, they can stay in your body for a long time. So there's a good chance for longer remission, which is always amazing for cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is it's a one-time treatment. So once they take the blood, they re-engineer them and inject them back into you, the work's done. You don't have to go back every 2 days for radiation treatment or sit there and get chemo treatments for several hours, like once a week or whatever.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Show me these stats, though. I want to see the success rate of this.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because a lot of the results that they're getting are promising. Like, it sounds like a dream come true. So a small trial, I think it was like a little over 100 people. Half the participants had a total response, and they didn't see any cancer symptoms or cells for 6 months or longer.
Nice.
Ta-da! 30% had a partial response where the treatment started to wane after, like, the 6 month period. And I couldn't find, like, any success rates on other treatments.
Yeah, and don't you dare tell me. And 20% were injected with saline.
No, that wouldn't. That's not how that works.
Thank goodness.
But the only other, like, cancer stat success rate that I came across was with chemo, only about 2% of people will survive 5 years after the treatment. So I don't know if half of these people go on for 5 years or longer or what, but that's not a good stat. I don't like that
2%
stat. Yeah.
Of everyone?
Yeah.
Or is that for this particular kind?
That's just for chemo.
That's terrible. Why do we even do it? 2%.
Because 5 years is better than nothing.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's true. It seems like really low.
Wouldn't you rather try, though?
No, but it seems really low, man. I feel like it's got to be higher. Chemo's got to be more successful than that.
That's what the internet said.
Okay.
It was, yeah, I don't know. So the point is, this is really promising, and a lot of scientists and doctors are super excited about it, but there are some drawbacks. Right now, the biggest one is that it can basically backfire. It can trigger a thing called cytokine release syndrome. And cytokine is like a immune system trigger. Like, it is part of the thing that activates your immune system. And a bunch of cytokine is released into your bloodstream, and I believe it raises your blood toxicity, which is bad. That's a bad thing. You don't want that.
Yeah.
It can lead to neurological problems, memory problems, and it can be fatal in some patients. So the surprising thing is that 30% of the trial participants had some sort of neurological problem, so that's pretty big. Like 80% of these patients had one response or another, but 30% of everyone had like memory problems or like, yeah, so that's not good.
That's very bad.
Yeah. So they're still developing it, try to figure out why that happens and how they can thwart it. Like I said, this is only like 4 years old, this specific therapy. So there's a lot of development being had on it right now. The other thing is they can't target solid masses like breast cancer or like rectal cancer, that sort of thing. And this is mostly only effective in blood cancers like lymphoma. And we don't know if we'll ever be able to target solid masses. So that's a little disappointing.
Why?
I think it's just too much. Because when you have the T-cell therapy, it is going after like microscopic cells,
mm-hmm.
like in your bloodstream and stuff. So it's just a lot clumped in one area. It can't eliminate all of it.
Yeah. See, I just picture like you got a lump of cancer,
uh-huh.
put what looks like a little space helmet over it and fill it with this junk.
It's like in...
And let it dissolve.
It's not like... Like when you take your shower head and you put it in that lime stuff and just like gets rid of the rust and stuff. It's not like that.
Lime?
Never mind. you'll know when you're older. So we don't know if we'll ever get there, which is, like I said, that's really disappointing. But all of this is still pretty new. So a lot of people are hopeful. The FDA just approved some treatments, like I said, 2 months ago. So hopefully it gains some traction. We can make those sorts of developments with it. And it's something to be excited about, in my opinion.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Cancer is bad.
It is bad.
And this is good, is my recap. Yeah, sounds like there's a lot there. For 3 years, that's...
Yeah. Like, they've been doing immunotherapy for decades now, but this specific one is pretty new. And just the idea of using your own cells to cure cancer is, like, the most futuristic thing I can think of.
I'd like to get into the future of medicine, personalized medicine.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a really fun topic.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because it's like our system's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's trial and error. Let's see if this works. Oh, it didn't? Okay, let's try this other thing. Versus, let's get a map of your DNA and see what you'd be most respondent to.
Yeah.
For anything.
Yeah, we got to keep mapping out DNA, which needs funding. So support your local scientist. Go down to the library, find mm-hmm. your scientist that's sitting at a desk there.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, you're doing a good job. Here's a nickel.
Right. You can find them and they're going to be wearing a white lab coat, probably some glasses.
Right.
They all have poor eyesight.
Right. Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And greasy hair.
Right.
And probably a pocket protector, but that's not.
Now, some of them are going to look like Bernie Sanders. And you're going to have to be able to differentiate that. The white lab coat's really going to make the difference.
Yeah. You walk up to so many things a scientist. And you're like,
hey, are you a scientist? I'm not a scientist. That was a good joke.
That was a good joke. Thanks for your contributions, John. You got anything else?
Nope.
Why do I always ask if you have something else?
Yeah, like I did this research. Actually, yeah, you know, I did find this article.
yeah, so cancer sucks. And hopefully some of these developments, even if we can find a way to take this sort of thought process and apply it to other cells in your body or whatever.
Attack masses somehow?
Yeah, and attack masses.
I think that's
going
to be the key to getting rid of masses is to use your own cells against themself.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a lot of people, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like this is what I hear is they're like, oh, why would I donate to cancer foundations if we haven't made any progress? I guess I hear that for more like diabetes and stuff. Like, why would I donate to research for diabetes if they haven't made any developments on it?
That's the dumbest thing.
Yeah. So here you go, you dork.
Here's your progress.
Now go support scientists.
Oh, boy. Why would I give money? Why would I put money in a box if there's no money? The box doesn't have any money. Like, what?
Yeah. The world is dumb. I don't know what to tell you. But you know what's not dumb?
CAR-T.
CAR-T cell therapy. Dudes, out there, in the world, what are you doing right now? You driving? You're not driving. You listening to this at work? I don't care. Stop what you're doing. Pull over.
Mm-hmm.
Go to iTunes.com/...
Put your customer on hold.
It's not real. Yeah. Go to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Look up Stranger Still.
Yeah.
Leave us a review.
Yeah.
Type some nice words in there.
Or some mean ones.
I really don't care.
Just
we'll still read it on the air.
Get them in there. We'll read it.
Yeah.
We'll call you out. We'll listen to it. We'll read it. Yeah. Everyone will listen to it.
Yeah. The other thing you could do is you could support us specifically financially.
Yep. With money.
With money at patreon.com/strangersteel.
That's what financially means. You dumb.
Sorry.
I did. I initiated that. Oh. Yeah. So you can give us your money.
Uh-huh.
Please. And we'll give you some stuff.
We'll give you some stuff in return. And like bonus audio. I don't even want to call it. I don't want to call them episodes because they're not episodes. But or I'll draw a picture for you. No one's taken me up on that. You should take me up on that. I want to draw something for you.
And we use that money to make our sound better.
Get past paywalls.
Yep. To get better research in medical journals.
Yeah. What else do we have? Twitter? Facebook?
Does anyone really like Twitter, though?
No, I don't. Do you?
I hate Twitter, but I have it for us. Go follow us on Twitter and make it fun again. Make it great again.
Make Twitter great again.
No, Twitter's a cesspool.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be. And then you can go to our Facebook page and participate with us.
Heck yeah. That's what I love.
Yeah. That's where we get the most interaction. John will post pictures of his puppies, or we'll ask what content you want to hear the next week. We didn't do that this week because I just wanted to do this topic. Yeah.
Or people will talk about episodes and discuss them, and we'll be able to pick our brains.
Yeah. Or like Jason will make sure that we're feeling okay, you know.
Yeah. I lost blood and I'm alive still. Yeah. So that's
You're
cool.
still alive. A little sleepy, but
yeah.
And normally I'll ask people for like questions that they want answered at the right now. But instead, Justin Vignola, who we've talked about before, he's also one of our patrons. And he's part of the Comrade Radio Network, which is why I said his last name. He sent me, this was like a while back, and I just forgot to read it on some episodes, and then we didn't have episodes, and then, anyway, we talked about, what episode was it even in, that I didn't trust a questionnaire? What episode was that?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Now I gotta go back through our episode list here.
I bet you Jason knows. He used to make references that I invented that I don't remember.
I know. It's like...
he's the best.
Seasonal affective disorder, I believe it was.
Okay.
Where, like, people took questionnaires and they said that they didn't have seasonal affective disorder. And there's a whole study that I was like, well, this goes against everything that everyone believes. And so, I don't... Do you know what Jason does? Or Justin does?
Yeah, he works in a lab.
I know he works in a lab, but, like...
He's a scientist.
Are you a scientist, Justin?
I think he's a scientist.
I'm pretty sure you're a scientist. He's a really smart guy.
I've seen him with science clothes.
With lab clothes.
Science clothes.
I haven't seen him with glasses, though.
Science clothes.
He's got one foot in the door. That's right. But he's a smart guy. What he sent me is, not that he asked for this information, but most social science studies use questionnaires. They're nice because you standardize the test across any and all people involved in the test. It's also incredibly flawed because it's all self-reporting, so even if the questions are standardized, the manner in which people interpret the answer is not standardized. People lie to themselves and then lie on the questionnaire. The questionnaires inevitably lose out on information due to the narrow question crafting. There's some degree of bias in writing the tests, just as standardized testing in public schools and more. Natural sciences remove the subjectivity, but social sciences do not, because it's extremely difficult to do so, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That somewhat explains why you see some studies that contradict each other always coming out. You can't always trust quantitative questionnaires because you can't trust the people answering the questionnaires.
There you go.
So that, in like one quick brush stroke, made me feel really good about not trusting that questionnaire, but then also being like, what's our other option?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You got to ask people, and people lie all the time. They don't even know.
People, there's also like... Justin would know what it's called, where you want to please the... And I think I've talked about it on an episode.
Yeah.
You want to please the test giver, so you try to give them the results they want to see.
Yeah, maybe you went in there and they gave you free cookies. Or
Well, no. You just want to make them happy or whatever, subconsciously or consciously. So you try to fit the results to match what you think they want to see. And Justin, tell me what that is. So thanks for sending that in. And if you ever want to contribute to our show, correct us on things, or make us feel good about something dumb I said, you can send us a message on Facebook or tweet us or whatever.
Yeah,
we got an email too. What is it? We haven't used it in so long.
podcast@strangersteelshow.com.
there you go. You can send us a question there.
You know, we get actually a lot of notifications on our website all the time.
Yeah.
There's this guy that commented 472 times.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, great article. I love when you talked about, and then he puts the entire name of the entire episode. I was wondering if you wanted to check out my business marketing website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely not virus.virus.com.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Um, So yeah, and then also if you have any topics that you want us to cover, look out for those polls that we put up. And then just as a last little message here, Merry Christmas to all. And happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah just ended yesterday when this episode comes out, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well,
So we missed it because we didn't have episodes, and I was by myself last week, yeah. So I just wanted to get out of here. But Merry Christmas.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, I guess I'm a little more into politics than you are.
Yeah.
So Obama said I cannot say that, and I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays.
Stop. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and Happy Non-Denominational Holiday Celebration.
And Candle Nights.
And Candle Nights. Actually, I was driving by one of these churches that I live by, and the sign said, like, Candlelight Service, and my brain just read it as Candle Night Service.
That's great. So, I wish.
Yeah. Happy Candle Nights, everyone.
And any other cultural thing that we do not know
understand, of. Understand, yeah. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say understand. I meant we're not aware of. It's not in Iowa yet.
Yeah.
Because nothing's in Iowa. And yep. I can say that because this is the most boring state I've ever lived in.
This is the only state you've ever lived in?
Yep.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.